It's easy to accuse pop stars created by reality TV as being inauthentic, but record companies have been putting together artificial groups for decades. Some of them turned out okay. Today, Ed Ward has the story of one of those groups, the chairman of the board, which was assembled by a crack Motown production and songwriting team.
It was 1968, and Holland, Dozier, and Holland, the production team who'd given Motown dozens of hits for the Supremes, Martha and the Vandellas, and Marvin Gaye, were angry. So angry, in fact, that they stopped working for Motown and went into business for themselves. One of the first things they did was to start a label, Invictus, for the stable of new artists they were going to build. And, leaving nothing to chance, they conducted a star search to build the first Invictus supergroup. It was called the Chairman of the Board, and it consisted of four men. Norman Johnson, better known as General Johnson, had had a hit at 17 in New Orleans with a song called It Will Stand, also known as Rock and Roll Will Stand. He turned down a job replacing Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers to join Invictus. He was the CEO of the Chairman and approved Danny Woods, whose powerful high voice complemented his own, Canadian Harrison Kennedy with a huge afro and glasses, the group's token hippie, and Eddie Curtis, who handled the supper club stuff like My Way and didn't last very long. As you might expect, they had a hit right away. Although a lawsuit that was still going on meant that Holland, Dozier, and Holland couldn't put their name on the record, the sound was classic Motown, as was the Chairman's next single. Strangely, though, You've Got Me Dangling on a String did much better in England than it did in America, in part because by mid-1970, American taste in soul was heading towards funkier stuff. But in England, speed-fueled all-night dances in the north of England had given birth to something called Northern Soul. Motown's insistent rhythms were what Northern Soul dancers craved, and the Chairman of the Board were just right. Still, America was where the real money was, so for the group's next single, General Johnson let Danny Woods take the lead. Another great record, another hit in England, another mediocre chart performance in America. Motown was reacting to the Holland Dozier and Holland attack by making the Temptations funkier and letting Stevie Wonder have his run of the studio, and it was showing on the charts. Although the chairman of the board were still charting nearly every release in England, there was nothing going on at home. Taking a page from the rock playbook, each of the three released solo albums. General Johnson's was mostly leftover chairman of the board tapes. Danny Wood's was a decent soul album, and the less said about Harrison Kennedy's with the ecology song You Hurt Your Mother Again and the abysmal Closet Queen, the better. Johnson became a fine songwriter, even if he did pen Clarence Carter's maudlin Patches, and the three continued to tour. But in 1974, something interesting happened. Possibly the group owed Invictus one more album, because one came out. Johnson denounced it, saying it was old tapes of them fooling around in the studio. But the backing band was mostly Funkadelic, a group their producers had known when they were the Parliaments, one of Invictus's first signings. Skin I'm In didn't sell when it came out, but it was, nonetheless, a masterpiece. Its centerpiece was a suite of songs built around an obscure Sly Stone track, Life and Death in G and A, nearly 10 minutes of inspired jamming. Day and night, run and ride. This gave the group new life, but in 1976, with just Johnson and Woods left, they broke up after a British tour. Holland Dozier and Holland turned their attentions elsewhere, and the chairman of the board liquidated and went private.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin.